It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is the Only the Challenge podcast. My name is Jake Shadell. Each week I ask my best friend Thomas Powell what he did indeed just pop open. This is a segment we call Bottle Check. Hey, Thomas, what you drinking over there?
Jake, I'm drinking a delicious sippy can of Coca-Cola Zero.
See,
a tight 7.5 ounces.
Ooh, one of those cuties.
I carry one around on me everywhere, just like Will Smith.
Just in case. Just in case you need a nice beverage. That's great. There's
a camera present.
I already finished my uptime before we started recording, so I'm just got the water over here.
I'm going to drink some water after this because I had a little double espresso earlier this morning, so I should probably also drink water.
Thomas, can I just say, I love that as you're nearing your 30s, you're finally embracing your Italian heritage.
Yeah, look, I'm no longer willing to be ashamed of my people, okay?
Yeah.
Us spaghetti eaters, we gotta stick together.
Absolutely.
We gotta be proud. If there's one thing the movie Green Book taught me, it's that there's nothing more pernicious than anti-Italian racism.
And it is real, and it does exist, and we need to be talking about it, so I'm glad that we're bringing it up here.
That movie was representation for everyone like me that had to win hot dog eating contests to put food on the table during hard times,
mm-hmm.
or eats an entire pizza by folding it in half and taking bites out of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That movie was for me and my people, and that's why it won Best Picture.
Finally, the Italians are good at filmmaking.
Yeah, finally, we win! There's no other Italian-American filmmakers.
Oh, man. There's a lot of Italian filmmakers in Italy, which is in Europe, which is where the season of The Challenge took place. Thomas, did you watch The Challenge Double Agents last night?
Yes, I did. I will say Iceland, not Italy. Forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing the Italian fingers. The gesture of my people.
As the resident Italian person on this podcast, can you say forget about it in an Icelandic accent, though? Or an Icelandic...
What, God, what does an Icelandic accent even sound like?
See, I was hoping you would know.
Forget about it.
It's good.
Because I think that it's kind of... It's like a weirder, more whimsical version of like a Nordic accent, I think.
Yeah.
What does Bjork sound like? It would be like, imagine Bjork saying it. That's what it would sound like.
Well, you know how they're rebooting every movie now, but with women this time? Why don't they reboot The Godfather, but with Bjork as The Godfather?
The Lady Godfather.
The Lady Godfather. That's what we can call it. This week's episode
the
of...
The Girl Boss. The Girl Boss Father.
The Girl Boss Father. Yeah. This week's episode was called From Teresa with Love, which again is just the James Bond title that they adjusted. What did you think of this title?
I think it was better than just calling it Skyfall last week. They at least tried to tie it to the actual episode.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's more spy movies than James Bond, though. What are they? I couldn't name one. Top Secret?
You could do, like... 3 days of the Corridor.
Yeah.
Like 3 days of the Condor. Or like Day of the Jackass.
And that's when Steve-O comes on the show?
Yeah, that's when Johnny Knoxville comes on.
Yeah, Johnny Knoxville comes on and is like, I heard you were down a Johnny this season. How about me, Johnny Knoxville from The Ringer, a movie Jake still owns on DVD. What do you think of Johnny Knoxville?
He's cool, man.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like the Jackass guys except for Bam?
Oh, yeah, Bam. Right. Bam's uncle's show. What was that? Bam Majera's house? Viva La Bam. That's what it was called.
Viva La Bam, yeah.
I can't believe I forgot that when the name hits you like a ton of bricks with Viva La Bam. Love it.
Bunch of people with the least aesthetically pleasing accent on Earth, which is a mid-Atlantic accent.
Speaking of
Bam Margera,
Speaking of MTV shows, in the house in Iceland in The Challenge, Teresa is caught between her old friends and her new friends, the members of Pinegrove. Just kidding. The Rookie Girls. Is that what that band's called?
Yeah. Jake, they've been canceled. So,
oh, have they been canceled?
The circumstances of that are weird. I don't know. But,
okay. Forget I mentioned that
they were band. They were brief. They were canceled.
Okay. Well, chalk it up to another band I've heard one song of who got canceled. Canceled too soon. Did you hear Larry King got canceled?
Yes, he did. Yeah,
by God?
The ultimate cancellation. Leave the memories alone.
So Cam, Lolo, and Nani don't trust Teresa. Do you remember much about Teresa from her previous games? Like, I went through her challenge wiki trying to remember what her deal was, because she was like a regular 10 years ago or whatever, 5-10 years ago, and hasn't been on in a while, so I kind of forgot what her whole thing is. But she doesn't have a great an elimination record, and she's only been to one final over 7 seasons. So, I don't know. People were, like, scared of her when she returned, or, like, excited to see her back, but I don't really know what she brings. Like, I don't know what her character is, really, other than she's there. And that's already Nani's character. Maybe that's why they don't like each other. Anyway. Lolo confronts Teresa in the kitchen. Do you have any thoughts on Lolo and Teresa coming at each other?
I don't know. You know, whatever.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt about it, too. And then Leo leaves. What did you think of Leo deciding he didn't want to be on the challenge anymore?
It was a bummer, but, you know, I mean, if he's uncomfortable there, you got to do what you got
to
do.
Yeah. So then they go to the mission, and TJ announces that Leo has, in fact, left, and says that he fully supports that decision because you got to put your own health
first. You can't really do the, like, we don't want quitters around here thing. Which, like, I understand if you're just like, oh, I'm sad, I'm gonna, or, you know, like, just not even that, but, like, people that are just being babies about it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah, Leo, if Leo stayed in a group home and this sort of, like, triggers bad memories from that.
Were you,
like,
triggered, yeah, you Leo?
Oh, yeah, sorry, you fucking snowflake, just because it makes you think of traumatic childhood memories.
Yeah.
You're not gonna be on this reality TV show.
Yeah.
But anyway, I honestly think the thing I was angriest about was the fact that he ruined my called shot because they're not gonna play a song by a band called Suicidal Tendencies on an episode that has a mental health hotline thing pop up.
Yeah. Meanwhile, if you are somebody you know is experiencing suicidal thoughts, and then underneath it says now playing Suicidal Tendencies.
Yeah, now Suicidal Tendencies. Yeah, if you or someone you know is experiencing suicidal thoughts, doesn't matter. They'll probably get hit by a car anyway.
Yep.
If you or someone you know only wanted a Pepsi and their mother wouldn't give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Just one Pepsi. Please call this number. And it's just a number for for PepsiCo.
1-800-PepsiCo. So Gabby and Devin are a new team now. I feel like this is the team you would especially like. You like both these people, right?
Yeah, I do. This feels like a transitional team. I don't think they're going to be together for very long. But, you know, they're... like... say what you want about Devin, if he's just with a rookie, or like if he has with someone that he has no previous baggage with, he's just like, all right, let's go.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Yeah,
we're gonna be a good team.
Today's mission is sponsored by P3 protein packs, because as TJ says,
what is that, by the way?
Well, Thomas, you have to remember, we all know that 3 protein packs are better than 1.
That's
you don't
make
know that?
a compelling point.
P3 protein packs have, they're like Lunchables, but with, like, snack foods in them instead of lunch, I guess. And they're for adults. So they've got one little pocket has nuts in it. One little pocket has ham cubes. And another pocket has something else that has protein in it, I guess. Maybe cheese or something. I don't know.
How much money would I have to pay for what is essentially a Lunchable?
Probably more than a Lunchable.
Yeah, here's a $20 Lunchable.
But they're like snack packs. They're like to-go packs, I think.
This is my post-workout Lunchable.
I've never ordered one, or bought one, I should say. But I do see them in the store a lot and think, hey, maybe I should try that. Never do. I like a granola bar. I like a protein bar.
Sure. Yeah.
These packs, I don't know. It just seems like too much. There's too much going on. But they got on the show so that people would talk about them, and now we are. So P3 protein packs, yeah. Go buy them today.
Any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah.
They played us. They played us like a damn fiddle.
We got fucking sucked in by advertising again. Each team has to carry a heavy capsule and carry it over a 5-mile course, and the winning team will receive $3,000 and P3 protein packs back at the house. Isn't that exciting? It looks like Corey and Ashley are going to win, but then they take a wrong turn and give Jay and Teresa the lead, and they end up winning. And then TJ announces that the winning team will actually receive $6,000 each. Why didn't they just tell them that at the beginning?
I don't know. They just wanted to... Yeah, that doesn't really make sense, does it? It was like, all right... Because it'd be one thing if they were like, we didn't tell you that you were going to win money if you won this. We just said that you were going to win this P3 thing. And they'd been like, actually, you guys win $6,000. Yeah. Like, that would have been a fun surprise. But instead of just being like, you win more money than you already thought you were going to win.
Yeah, cool.
Doesn't
That's
really great. Have the same ring to it. Like, I think everyone had the reaction. I mean, obviously, like, Jay and Teresa were thrilled. And Corey was, you know, because he finished in second. I did like him, like, falling on the ground. Like, no. But, like, everyone else had the same reaction I had to it, which was, huh, okay.
Yeah. I thought the $3,000 each made a lot of sense. P3, $3,000, yeah. Like, that tracks. Protein pack, P3, three Ps in P3, protein pack, $3,000. It makes a lot of sense. $6,000, who are you? Joe Biden 3 times? 4 times? 5 times? I'm not good at math, but it's not giving us as much money as he said. So... I'm just saying, not my president. TJ Lavin is my president.
Yeah, that's right.
Back at
We need to come together in this nation.
Yes, thank you.
And there's only one man for the job.
And that's TJ Lavin. Ashley is paranoid that Teresa is targeting her. Lolo and Nam have couple counseling with Big T to discuss their poor communication skills. Nani also thinks it's going to be her because... Nani always thinks it's going to be her, and then it never is.
So, Jake,
yeah.
one of the themes of this episode was the relative dysfunction of Lolo and Nam.
Yeah.
Who do you think is the cause of that?
Lolo. 100%
yes,
it's Lolo.
Obviously it's Lolo.
No, I'm just like, I'm not going to do this. It doesn't make any sense.
She just yells. So she just yells at him.
Yeah.
She doesn't like actually talk to him.
And then he very calmly is just like, I can't communicate in that way. And she continues to yell at him. Yeah, it's did Wes say, like, if you can't be partners with Nam, you're the bad partner?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I was really excited to see Lolo, and she's being so mean to our guy Nam. I don't like it.
Yeah, Nam's the sweetie. Leave him alone.
Yeah, he's great. Kyle says that there are power couples that are being targeted and then calls himself and Cam a power couple. I didn't realize that I wouldn't consider them a power couple. I would consider, like, Cam and her boyfriend Leroy a power couple. But I guess since they're partners, they're a power couple too.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't read... I think it makes sense... You know, yeah, I think anything that you say like that is going to refer to your current partner, so...
Sure.
Technically, fine. They're competing against Leroy's team, so...
Technically, they are competing against Leroy's team. Oh, man. What if last elimination, it's Cam or Leroy who has to go down, and they pick a new partner to go into the finals with, and they pick each other? How great would
that be?
That'd
be pretty cool. I hope that happens.
What if instead, it's not Cam and Leroy who... end of the season together. It's in fact Fessy and Gabby. Fessy is still trying to get with Gabby. Did you love this? Did you see?
I certainly love watching Fessy flirt with people. He's very charming.
He's so good at it too. It's
fucking annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so excited to see him not...
Get a job! Stay away from her!
Do you feel protective of Gabby now that you like her?
I mean, I think even if I didn't like her that much, I would feel protective of her from Fessy, because I don't like Fessy.
That's fair. At the nomination, I think it was Nani is very coy about who the house vote is, and then Leroy just comes out and says that he's not voting for Ashley. And then Ashley makes what I thought was a great speech for herself. I thought she made a really good point. Yeah. Of just like, hey, you want to run with strong girls. I'm a strong girl. I've won 2 finals. Like, that's pretty good. I would have, if I had planned on voting for Ashley, I would have changed my vote after hearing that speech. But to no avail, because she and Corey are voted in. Then Teresa tells Cam that she'll only throw her in if she does, in fact, want to go in. Seems like people keep saying that, and then it ends up being a lie. Why do people keep saying that if they're lying about it?
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, before we get into the crater, we do have to talk about the music in this episode in a segment called Music Minute. Music make you lose control. Music make you lose control. Let's go. This is a segment where we discuss the songs in the episode. First song featured was INXS, What You Need. Love INXS. Great, great stuff. Do you love INXS?
I do like INXS.
Did you ever watch that show that they had? Like in the early 2000s?
Rockstar INXS.
That's the one, yeah. I couldn't remember the name of it, but yes.
Yeah, I did not. I remember that being a big deal at the time, and then they had to recreate it, because like INXS was a band that people cared about, and then they did Rockstar Supernova, which was to be the lead singer for like a super group that no one cared about.
I wonder what they're up to. What if they're still putting out music? I think that'd be cool. The other song featured in this episode was Our Lips Are Sealed by Moon Talk. Do you know anything about Moon Talk, Thomas?
I don't, but that is a cover of the Go-Go's.
It is a cover,
correct?
Of the Go-Go's song, yes. This was released...
Cover of the Go-Gurts. Cover of the Goku's.
Sure. This was released in 2015. It is Moon Talk's most played song on Spotify with 52,000 plays, whereas everything else has under 1,000. They're signed to Santa Monica Recordings, and on Santa Monica Recordings' website it says, Moon Talk is a duo based out of Los Angeles, California. They write big cinematic songs. That's all the information I could find on Moon Talk.
All right, well.
Yeah.
They didn't write this song, but they did perform a big cinematic song for this.
In fact, they did. Okay, that's very loud. Yes, they did. At the crater, surprise, surprise, Cam and Kyle are sent in. TJ tells them that it's a great day for the men to watch their partners. Pretty good bit from TJ laughing over here. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, classic.
So it's Cam versus Ashley.
TJ laughing, you know what his catchphrase
is? What's that?
Sock it to me.
Oh yeah, he's a big Richard Nixon fan.
Yeah. Oh, him like, oh, I don't think we could get President Nixon to say sock it to me on the challenge. I don't think we could get President Trump to say sock it to me on the challenge. Sock it to me?
Every president should go on the season of the challenge. The first challenge that's on when they become president, they should make a cameo.
No one has ever... We're doing the socking here. No one has ever socked it to me. I've never been socked to...
So it's Cam versus Ashley in the crater. They have to swing around and play some rings on hooks. I thought this was a cool challenge. Did you think this was a cool challenge, or do you think this was boring?
Yeah, it's interesting to see. No, I think it's interesting when they do like big endurance challenges like this. Mm-hmm. It was not what I was expecting, but it was definitely entertaining to see. This one was very much like how well did these teams work together? Like, what's their communication like?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Also, you got the incredible visual of CT being like a foot taller than Big T.
Oh, and I think he's more than a foot taller than her.
More than a foot tall. Oh, or, yeah, and them trying to hold this thing up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you're talking the daily challenge? I was talking about
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the elimination. But yeah, the daily challenge was really fun.
I don't know why my head went there. No, this one was neat. I thought it was cool. Like, it's cool to have something this acrobatic, and this also is not really what I was expecting.
Okay, Big T is 5'3", height and weight of contestants, MTV Challenge Reddit. Thank you for this. Okay, so yeah, you're right. People say CT is about 6'2". So yeah, about a foot. So you were right. Sorry to say. I just, you know, I enjoy the disparity between the two smallest and biggest people in the house. I was hoping it was like a foot and a half, but apparently it's not. It's fine.
What did you think of, by the way, I can't remember if this happened before or after the actual challenge. I think it might have been after. But of Corey and Ashley pouting about getting lied to and CT being like the only reasonable person and just being like, what show do you think you're on?
I didn't even notice that. That's so funny.
Like him just being like, of course people are lying to you. Yeah. You're playing the challenge.
I love CT. I'm so glad that he came back and is doing good this season. It's so sad to see CT come back every once in a while and him be like, I just don't have it anymore. But it seems like CT's got it this season.
He seems like he's having fun.
Yeah.
I think he kind of, I was worried about him that first week, you know, like especially when Ashley lost, mm-hmm. but it just didn't seem like that pairing was going to be good. And he just didn't seem like he was totally in it. And I think just getting moved around a little bit, I think he's just having fun out there right now.
Yeah. I think he was very embarrassed going out like third last season. So he worked really hard coming back or getting eliminated by Jay was probably more embarrassing than getting eliminated early.
Although I don't know, man, Jay's pretty strong competitor.
Jay's
turns out.
Really good. Yeah. That's, they took second in that hanging over the waterfall challenge and first this time. Yeah, that's a good team right there. Maybe that's why I picked Jay to win the whole show. Just saying.
Well, you know, I was a little nervous because one of my people was up for elimination.
Yeah, no.
But
that was.
Turns out they're really good. It turns out they're really good at the game.
Cam decides to stay with Kyle. And then she calls Kyle, Killer Kyle. So that's fun. They're the killers now because
I don't
both
have much of an opinion on Kyle other than that I like that he wears turtlenecks all the time. Turtlenecks are a good look.
I've really come around on Kyle. I used to not like him. I thought he was annoying, but now he's just kind of
he
there right. And kind of fun and charming. He's like,
yeah, you've accepted him. I think initially I was annoyed by him too, but once you get used to him, maybe it's like a Devin thing where it's like I was projecting too much onto who I thought he was, and it turns out that he's like a little more likable than that.
I feel like there's always a bit of dislike for any new person who comes on the show and like becomes a regular on the show, and it takes a while for the fans to be like, no, we actually like this person. Granted, it happened for Big T very quickly, because this is only her third season.
Big T's just a fucking superstar. Yeah. That's
but like this is the I feel like this is the first season since Kyle's come on the show that everybody's been like, no, Kyle, we actually really like Kyle. And I think being paired with Cam really helps him too. That really softens his image.
I think that definitely helps make him more likable.
Do you know the skulls that they win for getting or for winning an elimination? That Kyle and Cam have, are they human or are they gold skulls?
I'm gonna say that they're human
because they're the killers now. That's their team name. Seems like a pretty good joke that I wrote down in my notes and I got no reaction from you, and it just seemed like it would be would have been met with either more scorn or more laughter, but I guess, you know, you're not TJ laughing, so I guess that's it's fine, you know, I worked really hard on it, on that joke, in that it came to me, so I wrote it down, and then transcribing my notes, I said, ooh, I gotta make sure to write that down, Thomas is gonna love that joke, and then what I heard was nothing. I got no response, it's fine. Anyway, I want more teams to reveal their team name. Killer Cam and Killer Kyle are the killers, obviously. Big CT. And then who else is there? What other team names are there right now? Down and Gabby? Dabby? That's not a name.
Yeah, team Dabby. They're dabbing on the haters.
Yeah.
What else?
Team Nani and Josh, we're here. I feel like that's their team's thing. Casey and Leroy, they've probably got a lot in common. They could have a team name. Just saying. It just bothers me in wrestling when, like, you've got a tag team and then the tag team name is just the people's names.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Be a little more clever. Anyway, yes.
There's no Team Princess. We don't have a Team Princess here.
I know. We've got half a Team Princess. We've got almost Team Princess still in it.
That's true.
Team Princess was Devin and Cheyenne, right?
That is correct. Yeah.
So we've got Devin and we've got Corey, who's tangentially related to Team Princess. So it's, you know, it's fine. I don't think Cheyenne's ever coming back to the challenge, and that's really upsetting because I really liked her. If I really liked her, I'd be watching Teen Mom, let's be honest. So, anyway, Cam did go up for elimination, but she did not get eliminated. So you got a point for her surviving. You got a point for her boyfriend, Leroy, surviving. You were at 12 points last week. You're now at 14 points. I was at 11 points last week. I got a point for Jay surviving. Got a point for Jay and Teresa winning the challenge. And I got a point for Cam not trading partners. So, I now have 14 points. Tie game once again.
Don't call it a comeback.
No, I won't. Before we get into next week's predictions, Thomas, I want to ask you this pop quiz question. How many people do you think are left in the show? How many competitors? Not counting TJ, obviously.
I'm trying to think of how many teams. I'm going to say that there are 18.
There are 21 people left.
Ugh.
I know. We are like a third of the way through the season. Maybe more. And there's still than one season of Survivor, ever. How many people have gold skulls at this point?
It's five, isn't it?
Yes, it's five. Do you know who they are?
It is Fessy, Anissa, Devin, Cam, and, oh man, who's the other person that won? Kyle, right?
Yep. That's all right. How many teams have remained untouched? None of their partners have been stolen. They haven't traded anybody. There's only three teams.
Nam and Lolo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of who the other teams are. Jay and Teresa.
Got it.
And
this third one's probably not going to get...
Is it Michi and the Amber? He's with an Amber, right?
Mm-mm. No, Amber was with somebody else early on. And
who's Michi with again?
I don't even remember at this point. But
I don't think that they've been changed around.
Since they got... paired together, they haven't changed, but their original partners were not those people.
Okay.
I'm trying to find the graph that has... Amber M was with Nelson originally.
Oh, is it Darrell? Is it Darrell and Amber B?
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep, so that's exciting. Who is going to win the next challenge? Nam and Lolo looks like are not going to be winning any challenges this season, Thomas.
Man, I don't know about that. They don't really work terribly well together.
They're both very strong, but you got to be more than strong to win the challenge.
I'm going to say Casey and Leroy are going
to
win this.
Oh, I would love to see that. I'm going to say Big CT wins another one.
Okay.
It feels like wishful thinking, but, you know. Whatever. Who's getting voted in?
I think... I'm going to say Jay gets voted in.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good call, because it's a men's elimination, probably. I'm going to say Michi. I said Michi last week, apparently, too, but...
Not a bad choice. I mean, yeah. I think he was the... It was his team was going to get voted.
Right.
This time around, if not for Ashley.
Right. Who's going home?
I'm going to say that Jay goes home.
Oh, wait. I'm changing my answer for the last one. Voted in is going to be Fessy, because I remember Fessy yelling at somebody in the preview that somebody's going to have to go up against him. So that implies that he's getting voted in, probably.
Okay.
But going home, you know what? I'm going in on Fessy. I want to see Fessy go. Michi, saved by the bell, as they say. Who's getting traded? Or who is...
In this situation, I would have had Leroy going in himself to get a skull, and I'm going to say that he is going to trade with Kyle so that him and Cam can be together.
No
with
way.
Skulls.
Already? It's so early for them to do that. Okay. I think that's a good call. I think like everybody wants to be with Cam, obviously. That they showed that last week. I'll say Darrell, I guess. I don't know. Okay, what music, Thomas? What music is getting played? Song, artist, both? So let's say 2 points if you get the song and the artist. 1 if you get either or. Because apparently they're playing covers this season.
They are doing covers.
So you can get 1 point or 2 on this one.
I'm going to say I Melt With You by Modern English is going to be a song that they use.
Okay. I did consider that as well, but I'm going to say Rio by Duran Duran.
Nice,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I would have said Girls on Film, but that's just me.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I feel like...
No, just stick with your pick.
No, I am. I don't know that they're going to...
We're both going to be wrong, and it's going to be oh, God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Not Hungry Like the Wolf, but they had one other, like... big hit.
Yeah, isn't that what it's... I'm pretty sure that's
the,
what it's
the
called.
Reflex. No, The Reflex is what I was...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But no, Hungry Like the Wolf was their biggest hit.
Yeah, that's good. But I feel like they... What Billy Idol song did they do?
They did...
Rebel
Yell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really good song, too. Doesn't Billy Idol have a song about wolves, too?
Didn't Billy Idol have a song about wolves?
I'm pretty sure he does, actually. Hungry Like the Wolf. That's the... Isn't that... I don't know what I'm thinking of then. Anyway, I'm going to listen to Billy Idol here in about 10 minutes when we're done recording this podcast. Thomas, do you want people to follow you on Twitter?
I always want people to follow me on Twitter. Please follow me at TomNotTom.
You can follow... Yep. Okay, go ahead.
No, I... Yeah, that's all I had to say.
Okay. You can follow the show on Twitter at DYWSLN or on Instagram at The Only Survivor Podcast. Thomas, please give us our Apple review, boilerplate review for Apple Podcasts.
All right. This is my favorite podcast. I like it better than all the other podcasts. I give it a big thumbs up.
Have a great quarantine.
Deuces.
I lay awake at night, false lover, just so troubled. It's hard to keep a...
Did a triple feature of movie watching on Friday night. First up, Princess Bride, great flick.
Yeah, terrific.
Second
Peter
up.
Falk. You played Columbo, I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, who's Peter Falk in that movie? The guy.
It's the fucking grandpa, you moron.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. I know that you realized that. The fact that you didn't think about it.
I want a freaking $1 million, y'all.
Second movie, Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh man,
also,
that movie whips.
Really fucking
that
good.
I remember at the time thinking it was funny, and I was like, well, I was like 8 years old, so I probably would have thought any comedy was funny that was like geared at adults. And but it stuck with me. Like, and but I was like, I do remember it being like actually satirical. So I went back and watched it again. And I was like, no, this is just good. Like, it's just a good movie.
It's just really good. It's a really good movie. Yeah.
Heath Ledger is the new Matt Damon.
Oh my god, so funny. And then third, finally, past midnight, this movie was started. Already falling asleep. It was Gemini Man.
Yes!
I'm gonna go ahead and take the money and run, too.
It only took 4.5 months of dating somebody to finally get her to want to watch
the
Gemini
third
Man.
What did you think of those Coke cans, my man?
I loved it. I loved everything
it's
about this
dumb
movie.
It's a dumbass movie. I love it. I've seen it like 4 times.
It's so good. Too bad that people didn't love that movie as much as they should have.
They should have.
It was great.
I mean, it's stupid, so like I understand why they wouldn't like it because of that, but like, it's enjoyably stupid.
That's the thing with movies, with all media. It's like, are you having fun watching it? Then it's good.
You know what that movie's like to me, Jake? It's like this year's Detroit Pistons. Are they gonna win?
Yes.
No, but I'm gonna have a good time watching them.
And that's literally entertainment. That's all it has to be. Kind of like The Challenge, huh?
Hey.
Yeah.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
We did it. Excuse me. Oh, but that uptime's coming back, huh?
Yep.